The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn.
Does Ty look all right?
Let me see. Turn around. Oh, I don't know. It looks awfully somber.
It does?
You got something a little more life to it? I mean, with dark suit, I think you need something more, you know, a little...
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Here, how about this? You think it's too much? Get a little touch of red in it.
Oh, that's nice. Get put that on.
Yeah, put that on.
Oh, I'm so glad you got home early.
Yeah, so am I. For once, we'll get to a dinner party on time. You ready?
Yes. For once, I'm not rushing around frantically at the last minute either. My hair looks all right.
Yeah, now your hair looks fine. Now, just let it alone. It looks perfect.
Well,
Touch you. You look pretty snazzy, old girl.
Thank you. I can do without the old girl, Paul.
Yeah, well, just teasing. Right, Kelly, you know, you really do look like a million bucks, honey. You know, you really haven't changed a bit since we were first married. Really, now, no kidding.
Oh, that's sweet of you, dear.
You haven't.
I imagine I have, but I'm glad you don't notice it anyhow.
There's going to be a lot of people there tonight.
I don't know. We just called a couple of weeks ago. Said she'd like us to come for dinner. I couldn't talk. I was feeding the baby. I haven't talked to her since.
Yeah, I'm sure it's tonight.
Oh, I marked it down right here, Friday, May 1st. I circled it. It says dinner at Edith. I don't expect there'll be more than... You know, two other couples, probably. Edith hates buffet supper.
No, she's a girl after my own heart.
So she usually invites just a few so we can sit down to the table. Edith likes to be kind of fancy. You know, that's why I dressed up.
Well, you look beautiful. Well, shall we go?
Well, we're not due until 6:30.
Now, look, let's start, shall we? By the time we get downstairs, we get our coats on, we kiss Betsy goodbye, we talk to Aunt Effie, and we get in the car, and then you run back for something and get in the car again and get over there. It'll be 6:30, I'm telling you. Now, come on. Since we're ready for once, let's get to the party on time. That eternal tooth of Amos and Andy celebrated this year their 31st anniversary of bringing America joy. It was in Chicago in March 1928 that Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll first took to the airwaves to earn prolonged applause and gratitude from fun-loving nations. As their legions of fans know, the boys are still in business, presented by the CBS Radio Network every Monday through Friday evening. Nothing private about the goings-on in the Amos and Andy Music Hall. In fact, the more public, the better the boys like it. They like knowing when Andy Brown is romanticizing or the Kingfish fantasizing that you're in on the fun. So feel free, whenever you're in the mood for laughs, to step into the large hall of the Mystic Knights of the Sea, the Amos and Andy Music Hall, and whatever other haunts the boys and their friends inhabit. There's music, songs, and lighthearted comedy in the immediate offing on America's 31-year-old institution of inspired nonsense, sired by Amos and Andy.
Gee, honey, I told you we shouldn't rush. We must be the first ones here. Look at that. There's no other cars.
Well, it is exactly 6:30 now. Isn't it nice that for once we get to a dinner party when we're expected? Go on, get out.
Wait a minute. I can't find my evening dinner. Oh, here it is. I got it.
You know how we hate it when we're expecting people at a certain time and have to sit around the living room just waiting for somebody to arrive.
Yes, but I also know sometimes it's nice to have a few extra minutes if you aren't quite ready, if you're the hostess.
Hey, what's Edith's husband's name again?
Oh, honey. Leonard.
Oh, yeah, Leonard. Yeah. You know, maybe we shouldn't have pulled into the driveway.
Oh, huh? There's plenty of space for the others to park in the front of the house. Just a minute before you ring the bell. You have shaving cream on your ear, as usual.
Oh, what's that, too?
The other ear.
Oh, okay. You get it. Will you get it? You got it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you look handsome. We ought to get dressed up more often.
You kind of forget how devastating I am, huh?
I do.
There you go.
All right, ring the bell, then.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, I know. It's a lovely house. They've got a beautiful screened-in porch in the back. Oh, hello. You're Billy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, this is my husband, Mr. Piper. This is Billy Sherman.
Well, how do you do, Billy?
Hi.
Would you tell your mother the Pipers are here, Billy?
Yeah, sure. Come on in.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks.
Mom! Mother!
Oh,
You want to come into the living room and sit down?
Yeah, thank you, Billy.
Mother! I can't hear you. I'm getting dinner.
The Pipers are here.
You sure Edith said 6:30?
Yes, I marked it down.
What'd you say?
Some people are here. They're all dressed up.
Hey, are you sure we were expected at all?
Yes. But I'm beginning to wonder. Look at this living room.
Yeah. I wish you'd stop yelling at me, Billy, when you know perfectly well that I... Oh, hello, Edith.
Oh, hi, Edith.
Oh, my heavens. Well, oh, I'm sorry. Forgive my appearance. Oh, dear. Oh, goodness, I'm afraid I'm a man.
No.
Well, I haven't had a chance to fix myself up.
We're right
in the middle of painting the kitchen, and the twins came down with measles, and... Oh, dear, I just got the fright. Billy, go turn the fire up under the frying pan. Billy?
Yeah, okay. I am.
How nice you dropped in. Oh, honestly, look at all the newspapers and the toys and everything all over the house. It never looked worse.
Never mind picking things up, Edith. I'm afraid... Oh, dear.
Yeah, for Pete's sake, there's no sense beating around the bush. I think my adorable little wife here has gotten her dates mixed.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Edith. I don't know how to say it.
I think the best thing is to come right out with it, dear. Were you expecting us for dinner, Edith?
For dinner? Yeah. Oh, my Did Leonard invite you for dinner tonight and not even tell me?
No, you called me about 2 weeks ago, Edith.
I'm sorry. I'm sure I didn't. I'm sure you...
Here, put your coat on. Our apologies, Edith.
Yes, my goodness, I'm so sorry.
This is terrible. Well, now look, you're certainly welcome to stay for dinner. The place is a mess, but I can take some more laughs.
No, certainly not.
Mike, how could you have made such a mistake?
I know. I just feel terrible, Edith.
Well, that's all right, but I just don't understand. Well, unless I'm losing my mind or something, I'm positive I never called you.
Well, goodness knows, I've been meaning to invite you over, but this has been such a frightful winter. You know, it just seems as though one of the children has been sick all the time.
Stop apologizing. The fault is all ours.
As I say, you're quite welcome to stay and take pot luck.
Oh, no, thanks. Anyhow, Edith.
Yeah, I'm just so embarrassed.
You're not as embarrassed as we are. There's no reason why you should be upset.
I know that somebody called and said this is Edith.
Well, maybe it was Edith Somerville.
Well, I don't know her. Edith Somerville, no. I don't think I know her.
Well, what other Edith do you know?
I'm trying to think.
Well, now, look, it's not your problem, Edith. Anyhow, you got enough on your mind, I'd say, with painting the kitchen and two sick children on your hands.
Well, as I said, you are welcome to stay.
We are expected somewhere right this minute.
Yes.
I don't know where.
I'm so sorry, Edith. Really, I just... goodbye.
Goodbye, Edith. Get in.
Thank you. Well, stop glaring at me, please.
Well, here we are, all dressed up and no place to go.
Go on, go around and get in. Just don't stand there glaring at me. I feel awful enough. I know that somebody called and said, "This is Edith. I was wondering if you were both free for dinner Friday, May 1st. And I know it was somebody named Edith because I said, "Oh, that's fine, Edith. We'd love to come." Now, I called her Edith, so if her name hadn't been Edith, she'd have corrected me, wouldn't she?
Don't ask me. All I know is that for once, we were on time to a dinner party. Now it turns out we apparently aren't even going to get there at all.
Well, I can't even think of any other Edith. I know.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. This Edith must nearly have dropped dead when she walked in and saw us sitting there in the middle of a mound of newspapers and toys and junk, dressed up fit to kill
Poor thing, honestly. Minute I saw her face when she walked in, I'll start the car.
Yeah. Where are we going?
Well, I don't see that we can do anything but go back home and look through our address books and see if we can find somebody named Edith. That I just can't think of right now.
Hey, isn't George Spencer's wife named Edith?
No, it's not.
It's not. Some that sounds like Edith.
Jeanette, which I don't think sounds like Edith.
No. Well, the nickname for Edith, I suppose, is Edie. Now, do you know anybody called Edie, huh?
Edie Curtis. She lives in San Francisco.
No good.
Now, look, stop trying to guess. It's getting late. Now, let's get home and look through our Christmas card list. That has everybody we know on it.
Uh-huh. Well, whoever she is and wherever she is, I can just see some poor hostess beginning to look anxiously out the window for her late guest.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. 7 mornings a week on most of these stations, CBS News brings you the World News Roundup. Reports from where it happened by noted CBS newsmen make history come alive at your breakfast table when you make a regular habit of the World News Roundup. The speed of CBS News, the accuracy of CBS News, the keen news sense of our reporters combine every day into a fascinating account of the morning's important developments, often in the words of the newsmakers themselves. Make the World News Roundup a top-of-the-day habit. And for perfect balance, the World Tonight as well. Every evening, 7 nights a week on most of these same stations, the World Tonight brings you the day's important happenings by direct reports from on the scene. People who hear the World News Roundup in the morning and the World Tonight in the evening know where they stand because they've been informed fully by the greatest news-gathering medium in the world, CBS News. Listen regularly and know the national and international score.
Well, have you gone through everything?
Everything. Our Christmas card list, my address book. We just don't know any other Edith.
Are you sure you didn't dream this phone call?
No, Aunt Effie was here when she called. Now, you heard her say she remembered it.
No, yes, I didn't. Aunt Effie!
Oh, don't yell at her. She did say it, and right now she's giving Betsy a bath. What time is it?
It's 20 minutes to 8.
Oh,
we are already 1 hour and 10 minutes late.
Whoever she is must be going crazy. Oh, I do hope they aren't waiting dinner.
Huh?
Oh, this is terrible.
Oh, yes, that's right.
I'll get it. Hello? Yes?
Take it easy.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Oh. Marquis. Yes, Marquis. Yes, we are coming.
Peter, you were invited to the Marquis's. Oh, I am so sorry.
Yes, well, we'll be ready. We are coming. We'll be right there, yes. And I'll explain what happened when we... Yes. All right, Mrs. Marquis. Goodbye.
What was it? Jim Marquis? One of my business clients.
I'm sorry. I didn't know her name was Edith. I hardly know her. Get my coat.
Oh.
And Effie, we're leaving.
For the love of my... She must have said Edith Marquis when she phoned.
Maybe she did. I was holding the baby and he was crying and all I heard apparently was Mrs. Edith.
Oh, God. What they must think of us.
She was trying to be nice about it, but she just wondered because she was hoping to have rare roast beef, and if we weren't coming...
Yeah, the one time we were ready, now we're an hour and a half late.
Where's my bag?
The roast beef is well done by now.
Well, I'm sorry, dear. Come on. These things happen.
Always to us.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Augusta Dabney and Pod Flanagan and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Joe Hart, thank you.